What a wonderful surprise. Fancy seeing you here, you sumptuous little unicorn sneaking in here, listening to this podcast. How's it going, everyone? It is Jordan Syatt. I've had way too much coffee today, and I'm running late, but I wanted to do a voice memo very quickly because I had a thought as I was walking back to my apartment today, and it was about the podcast I did the other day with Nick Reese on family and fitness, on trying to help encourage and sometimes even convince a family member, a friend, a colleague, someone you deeply care about who needs to improve their fitness, who needs to really start working out and eating better, but they're not. And if you haven't listened to that podcast already, please do it. It's one of the more recent ones. It was it got a great response and really dove deep into the deeper psychology and emotional behavior change tactics that you can use to help move people along and encourage them to do that. Because most people make huge mistakes, you know, screaming and yelling and guilting, and none of that really ever works. So if you actually want a very proven and effective way to do it, go listen to that. But in the meantime, I had a thought about that, and it translates to all aspects of fitness and life and really like entrepreneurship and really anything that you want to achieve something in. But I just had this thought as I was walking back from a lunch of Korean food, which is delicious. Basically, I was having this thought because someone messaged me, someone DM'd me on Instagram, and they listened to that podcast and they had tried everything before, and they were really excited to use the methods that I spoke about in that podcast. They were very excited, and really, it was something they were looking forward to. And as I was reading it, I was really stoked, but I had to remind them, and I wanted just to let them know that it's not going to take one time. I mean, if it does, great. If it takes one time and one and done, amazing, fantastic, that's great. But usually you need more, or they need more quote unquote exposures. They need to hear it several times. It has to be a process. It's not just like, hey, by the way, let's do this, and then all of a sudden they're really into fitness. It has to be a repeated process, and that doesn't mean berate them. It doesn't mean put them in uncomfortable situations like constantly over and over and over again. I just realized this is going to run out of time. I didn't know there was a time limit, but it does mean that don't think one talk, one discussion, one point of discussion with them is going to change everything. You have to be in it for the long haul and understand you need to facilitate a process that allows them to feel comfortable over time. And that is for all things in life, but especially for motivating people to start with fitness.